Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roid go dtí ar chlár Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. Joe Bollard here with you, and as you've already probably been told, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But you can contact me, as I say on every programme, by email. That's joebollard2, J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, and a figure 2, at eircom.net, joebollard2 at aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you want a request or a dedication or just a comment about the programme. I'm dedicating this first track to every Galway girl that's listening to me. From Joe, this is coming. It's the girl herself, Sharon Shannon, and Steve Earle's lively performance of the Galway Girl.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked her friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a salt hill prom with a Galway girl. Up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes are blue. I took her hand and I give her a twirl. Oh, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl. Do if her hair's black and her eyes are blue. Cause I've traveled around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
As I say, every time I play that track, I say, well, it was Sharon Shannon, of course, but I think she was wearing her Cajun hat when she was playing and when Steve Earle was singing. Would you say that was sort of Cajun? I would, anyway. Maybe Galway Cajun, but Galway girl it was. Now, come on, a bit of decorum around here. Now, we're going to play Percy French. Now, Percy French, born in 1854, died 1920. A prolific songwriter, quite often writing with tongue in cheek, but not this time. Sung for us by Brendan O'Dowd, or who else? The beautiful interpretation of Gort na Mona, which means the bog field.
night, all the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh, my love. In the woods of Gertna Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the Gertna Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away. In the woods of Gertna Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh, my
I never tire of listening to that song. The orchestra there, conducted by Philip Green and Brendan O'Dowda and Gort Namona. Absolutely wonderful. Now, it's country and Irish time. And the last time I played this song, I got quite a good reaction to it, because it's somebody I wasn't too familiar with, and that's James Kilbane. And he's telling us a story of a man sitting at a bus station, waiting to get his bus, and he sees standing out in the rain an old man. And the old man apparently has lost his ticket and has no money left to go home. And there's a little, well, there's a tail piece, a moral at the end of it. It's country and Irish, it's James Kilbane, and it's Ticket Home.
From the Greyhound station, the young man sipped his coffee, staring at the cafe window, at an old man in the rain. Traveling back beside him, rain pouring off his hat brim. The buses came and went, but the old man stayed. The young man walked up to him, said, "Mister, can I help you?" Then heard a tale of woe from that old man. He said he lost his ticket and was down on his last dollar. The young man smiled and handed him 2 twenties and a ten. "Here's your ticket home. You can put your mind to rest now. You got friends and family waiting at the end of the road in good time. We might even meet again. Until then, here's your ticket home." how it comes to his time. Wondering as he lay there if he'd see those pearly gates. And suddenly from nowhere, the old man stood beside him. Rain poured off his hat brim, just like it did that day. The old man held a Bible, 2 20s and a 10, and a greyhound ticket, brown and frayed with age. He said, once you helped a stranger, and son, it was not forgotten. Heaven never lets one single act of kindness go unpaid. Here's your ticket home. You can put your mind to rest now. You've got friends and family waiting at the end of the road in good time. We might even meet again. Until then, here's your ticket home. Yes, in good time, you might even meet again. Until then, here's your ticket home. Here's your ticket home. Here's your ticket home.
Story there from James Kilbane. Now, on last week's programme, I'm sure it was last week's programme, I played Daniel, I think it was, singing I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. I got an email from Frank in the UK during the week, and he says, Joe, you've played a number of versions of that particular song, but you've never played the best recording of it. Have I not? Oh, okay. Could you find in your library somewhere a recording of Joseph Locke singing it? Now, when I tell you, Frank, that Joseph Locke was one of my dad's favourite singers. And not only that, but I had the good fortune to meet with Joseph Locke on 2 occasions and found him very, very inspiring person. And we had a good cup of coffee together and we had a long chat. And this was shortly after he'd made the movie Hear My Song. And oh, I think I told you about that book, so we won't go into it now. But Frank, I have found Joseph Locke singing I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And also, I'm not apologising. I've got to stop this apologising for the technical production of tracks, because some of these tracks were made in the year dot. And so this one was, well, made way back. So from now on, I'm not going to apologise for the state of tracks that were recorded. And I told you at the beginning of the programme, did I not? It was a mix and gathering programme. Enough prattle, Joe. Here's Joseph Locke for Frank.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wild, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my blushing bride. Loving I, but I fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home, Kathleen. I know you love me, Kathleen dear. Your heart was ever fond and true.
Joseph Locke, I think they used to call those lyric tenors at one time. It was very young sounding, Joseph Locke. It must have been recorded very early in his career. But I hope, Frank, that was the best recording in your book of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. You're getting Fair Isle Folk. That'll set your feet tapping.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards sped, and I shook my head, and I gazed at the feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile, and said he was the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann, from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart too led to no tenant, yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, up from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Fair Isle Folk and the Star of the County Down. Now, this is an early version of a Michael English song. Everybody's having a ball on this particular track. It's called Down in Loughlin's Bar. So I leave Michael English to tell you all about the carry-on that's taking place, dancing and Kayleys and everything, in Loughlin's Bar.
He plays his banjo bright, the crowd all dancing with delight, down in Loughlin's Bar. Jigs and reels were flying past, give us a waltz if it's not too fast, for I don't think my feet will last, down in Loughlin's Bar. It's one step, two step, three step, four, all the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlets mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four, the crowd were yelling out for more, the place was rocking, what a laugh, down in Loughlin's Bar. In the corner, Dolly sits, keeps an eye on husband Mick. You can bet your life she won't miss a trick, down in Loughlin's Bar. And Sally Kelly's at the door, making moves across the floor, legs like hers not seen before, down in Loughlin's Bar. It's one step, two step, three step, four, all the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlaws mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four, the crowd were yelling out for more, the place was rocking, what a laugh, down in Loughlin's Bar. All the boys jump in the air, throwing chips like Fred Astaire, you never know who might be there, down in Loughlin's Bar. Well, now it's nearly 5 to 4, the guards are knocking on the door, the barman shouts, do you want one more, down in Loughlin's Bar. It's one step, two step, three step, four, all the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlaws mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four, the crowd were yelling out for more, the place was rocking, what a laugh, down in Loughlin's Bar.
Oh, all sorts of shenanigans going on down in Loughlin's Bar with the dancing and what have you. Michael English there. Now, a few moments ago, I played the Clancy Brothers and I said that they were the founders of the ballad scene here in Ireland. Well, that's quite true. But another group that took up at the early stages and went on for 40, 50 years were the Dubliners. Well, I had a hunt round and I discovered the Dubliners' version of the Galway Shawl. This is the story of the man who met a girl near Oran Moor in the County Galway, a beautiful village. Once again, we're over in the west of Ireland, and he meets the girl. Now, this is a gentler version than the Dermot O'Brien version, a nice, quiet version from the Dubliners and the Galway Shawl. And I hope that Rose, who rang me during the week about this, enjoys it.
At Oran Moor in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel, she was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and play to please him the foggy Jew." She sat me down beside the hearthstone. I could see her father, he was 6 feet tall. And soon her mother had the kettle singing. All I could think of was the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears welled in her eyes of blue. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. Said she, "Goodbye, sir." She cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with a Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway.
Now, I liked that, a relaxed version of the Galway shawl. Now we're coming to what I call a classic, because whenever people get together, particularly Irish people, we love to sing. We do. And this is a song that whenever we get together, somebody will stand up and sing. Now, I guarantee you may not be Irish, but you will have heard this song. And we're going down to County Kerry. If you remember, on the last one, we were in Oranmore in the County Galway. This time, we're going down to Kerry. And we're having the new Barleycorn from a live recording. And they're telling us the story of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above, green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. As I strayed with my love to the clear crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair, like the rose of the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair like the rose of the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
That's an amazing double album from the new Barleycorn. They play every type of song on it. Well worth listening to. Now, this is also well worth listening to because recently I received an album from a group called Wee Banjo 3. Now, they do everything possible with banjos. They play all sorts of suitable music for banjos, including Irish music and Cajun music, and they mix it all together, and they do wonderful things. Here, they're playing for us a song that we've all heard before. I think I did the High Kings version of it a couple of weeks ago. The Rocky Road to Dublin with the American Polka. Wee Banjo 3.